Martin Hosták is one of Czech TV's most popular hockey co-commentators, a job he took on after a successful career in Czech hockey, the NHL, and in Sweden's Elitserien. In this edition of One on One, we talk about his years on the ice, his current TV work, as well as Czech hopes for a medal from the hockey tournament at the upcoming Winter Olympics in Vancouver. Looking back at the time when he first appeared in the Czech Extraliga in the 1980s, Martin Hosták says the game has completely changed.
It's not possible to compare. Ice hockey has grown up a lot. It's a much faster game, and players are more round players. They can play both defense and offense at the same time. Hockey has changed a lot due to techniques also, because technology is we have better sticks now, better skates, and everything is better. If you look at the goalie in the 80s and now, and you may see the difference in the first sight. So I think the technique has made a lot of difference. But the players have grown up, and they are much better skaters now. They are much better prepared for this hockey we play now. It's more physical, more contact, but it's faster too.
Would you say that the role it plays in society, the crowds that come were similar then and now, or now different people come to see hockey games in the Czech Republic?
I think it's quite similar, but still it was more phenomenal then, because the people here in the late 80s, they didn't have much of fun around here. So I think the hockey was bigger then by the society view of than it is now, because everyone can find his interests, much wider chances now, because you can travel, you can see internet, you can see everything. So hockey was more social phenomenon in the late 80s than it is now.
Now, speaking about opportunities that opened up with the fall of communism, you moved to the United States in 1990 and joined the Philadelphia Flyers. How was it? Was it a big shock, you know, having grown up in a communist country, moving to the United States?
It was a big shock. It was culturally, of course, because we had to learn everything what is just normal for Western countries now, like using a credit card and go to the, I don't know, ATM. So everything was a problem, but we made it quite well with my wife, and we made it. These changes, it was a lot interesting for us. We were young, so when you are young, you are better with the changes always. But the second point of view is hockey, because it was quite different. What we played here in international, as we call it, international hockey. Then you come to the NHL, and it was quite different. In the early 90s and 80s, it was more physical hockey. It was a lot of physical contacts. There was different rules now. Now we have more rules against the stick handling, against the holding, slashings, and so on. So it was more difficult for European hockey player to make himself a star in NHL in the 80s than it is now, because now the hockey is more global, and NHL is closer to European hockey. European hockey is closer to NHL. So I think it's easier for European players to become NHL player now than before.
Nearly 10 years ago, you ended your career as an active ice hockey player due to health reasons, but you immediately got another job closely related to hockey, of course. You became an expert commentator for the public broadcaster Czech television. How was the transition for you? Was it difficult, or was it more difficult perhaps than you thought it would be?
It was more easy than I thought it would be. First time I was still a player, because first time I was a co-commentator with Robert Saruba in Stockholm in 2001 in the Sweden Hockey Games. It was during my last season. I was still player in Luleå, but he asked me if I could help him, because it was not that common at the International Hockey Games that two commentators, one professional, as we call him, and one expert, so-called, so former hockey player. I was still thinking, okay, I have a couple more seasons to play, but why not trying something new, something interesting? I'm not afraid to talk, so I tried. We talk about it with Robert since 87, because he was the first time in a world championship as a reporter from Czech TV. And I was a young player. It was a junior world championship in Slovakia. So we met there for the first time and talk about this, about commentating. And then it just developed. We met so many times in the world championships later on. And then he asked me if I could jump in as a co-commentator.
The Czech O2 Extraliga seems to be drawing large crowds this season, larger than last year and the previous years. Do you think that there's a corresponding bump in the quality of hockey that's to be seen at Czech stadiums this year?
I'm not sure hockey quality is that much better, but I think entertainment is better. Arenas are rebuilt or built new ones, so it's more culture surroundings for a crowd to go to see, watch hockey. If you live in Kladno or Litvinov and you go to see hockey, you wouldn't have same comfort as you have in Prague or in Slavia, O2 Arena, or in Pardubice, Liberec, Budějovice, which has a new arena. So this is one thing which makes hockey better. You don't have the same problem in the soccer or football has with the hooligans. So it's fun for a whole family, you may say. And I think Extraliga is getting more even. The teams, you don't have one team which would be so much better than other teams. You don't have one team which is so much worse than other teams. And when the games are even, it's hard to predict who's going to win the game. And it's fun to watch.
Now, coming back to the international level, the 21st Winter Olympic Games in Vancouver will start later this week. What do you think of the Czech ice hockey and of the chances we stand in the top competition?
Well, we are not top favorites. There are Russians and Canada. It's my favorites for the final game. But there is a pretty good chance for a medal if everything fits in the places and every player has top form. Most important, I think, would be how Tomáš Vokon's form would be like during the Olympics. There are not many games to waste because there are only 3 games in the group. So we will see, but the favorite stays in home nation and the Russians, of course.
The captain of the Czech team will be Patrik Eliáš of the New Jersey Devils, but of course most attention will go to Jaromír Jágr, for whom this is probably the last major tournament. Do you think that his magic might still do the trick?
Well, he's a great hockey player still. He can make some magic moves. You cannot stop the age. I think if Czech team would be up on the podium, there must be Patrik Eliáš who takes a leader role. I think he's capable of that. He has shown that in New Jersey Devils. So I think he's a player who can lead the Czech team. Jaromír Jágr, of course, he takes a lot of attention on himself, and he knows that, which could help Eliáš and the others to be good as well. So I think most important man is Tomáš Vokon anyway.